Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 139 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, it's the end of the year again, folks. Can you believe it? But 2018 has flown by very quickly. First, I want to thank all of our listeners and supporters. It's been another exciting year in the world of tennis, and I look forward to bringing you many more podcasts in 2019, more tips and thoughts on game improvement, as well as intriguing storylines from the professional tours. So thanks again. Now, with 2019 right around the corner, I'd like to share a couple of tennis resolutions for the new year. And no, I won't offer up the typical New Year's resolutions to, you know, play more tennis or to get more tennis fit and so on. As always, our goal is to share our passion and enjoyment for tennis with everyone and to help make it a little easier to take your game to new heights. So here we go. Our number two New Year's tennis resolution is improve something old by trying something new. Now, this is really for anyone who is resistant to change and trying new things, whether it's a new racket, string tension, tweaks to stroke mechanics, a different way to grip the racket on certain shots, and so on. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, the game is always evolving. Your physical and mental skill sets are always evolving. Thus, as players, we must evolve with them. For example, I regularly come across players in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and beyond who are still playing with the same high string tensions on their rackets as they did 30 plus years ago, when they were much younger and stronger, and when racket and string technologies were, of course, nowhere compared to where they are today. And they often wonder why they have had a challenging time adjusting their games over the years as nature has taken its course and impacted their skill sets. They've seen their games get stale and or decline, but are resistant to trying new things that may improve their games. To quote Winston Churchill, "To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often." So here's to trying new things in 2019. Moving on, our number one tennis resolution for 2019 is be the best version of yourself. I mean, that's not asking for too much, right, folks? I mean, let's do what we can to promote and grow the game and be thankful for everything this wonderful sport gives to us. So in the spirit of the holidays and New Year, resolve to be the best player you can be, to be the best competitor you can be, to be the best teammate you can be, to be the best doubles partner you can be, to be the best student you can be, to be the best teacher, instructor, coach, mentor you can be, and lastly, to be the best person you can be. Happy holidays. Here's to a fantastic 2019. Be safe ringing in the new year. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.